French politician Jack Lang says Epstein donation was to fund a movie. Ex-minister faces questions over cash from disgraced financier's charity. Paris, retired French politician Jack Lang has broken his silence over a sizable donation from disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, telling Politico it was meant to fund a movie. In 2018, a year before his arrest on sex trafficking charges and his suicide in prison, Epstein made a donation of more than $57,000 to a French non-profit through his private charity. The president, the treasurer and the secretary of the non-profit were all long-term staffers or friends of Lang, France's culture minister in the early 1980s and then again from 1988 to 1993. News of the donation, first reported last week by the Daily Beast, raised a host of questions for Lang, a prominent figure from the French Socialist Party closely associated with late President François Mitterrand's high-powered promotion of the arts. The former minister, now president of the French Arab World Institute, declined to answer all of those questions when reached by phone on Tuesday. But, in a brief conversation, he said the money was to finance a movie, without providing specifics. Asked whether work had started on the film, he said, "It's being finalized, I believe." An investigation by Politico suggests that the non-profit has so far barely existed beyond some basic paperwork. Sylvie Aubry, Lang's longtime friend and one of the non-profit's co-founders, said in a phone conversation she had no recollection of the non-profit having ever been really active. She also said that it was basically set up by Jack Lang, despite the politician's name not appearing on any of the paperwork. The non-profit, whose name translates to Association for the Promotion of National Cultural Policy conducted in the 1980s and 1990s of the 20th century, the period during which Lang was at the helm of France's culture policy, was established in July 2018 by the three individuals close to the ex-minister. The donation of $57,897 to the association is recorded in the tax returns of Epstein's private charity, Gratitude America. The association is the only French entity Epstein ever donated to, according to the tax returns. The French non-profit's mission statement, detailed in documents submitted to the local NGO register and obtained by Politico, was to sustain the relationships between the cultural and economic circles in France, to foster links between the creators, researchers and producers that resulted from it and to support the production of creative work, including audiovisual and cinematographic, aiming at raising awareness about this policy. "Those are people who raised money to fund a movie, that's all," said Lang. Lang referred Politico to his office for further questions. His office declined to respond to multiple requests for comments and clarification, including what stage the movie was at or its topic. It is unclear whether the non-profit had other donors. Aubry said that she had no knowledge of Epstein's donation and that she never received income through the non-profit. Florist and friend. A florist who notably works for luxury Parisian hotel Le Maurice, Aubry is a longtime friend of Lang. In a picture dated April 27, 2018 and posted on her Instagram profile, Lang can be seen indulging in tea and pastries under a monumental hand-painted gold and ochre ceiling canvas in the restaurant of Le Maurice. She posted another picture of Lang celebrating a family birthday in December last year. View this post on Instagram. Birthday cake, cupcake, candle, crown, clinking glasses, 13 art table pour l'anniversaire de Monique. Kiss mark, kiss mark, kiss mark, hashtag bon anniversaire, hash Lee Maurice, hash Le Brunch du Maurice, hash Cedric Roll at number 13 attable, hash Jane May for meal, hash Jane MS Armies, hash Jardin des Tuileries, hash Placifendum, hash. A post shared by Sylvie Aubry, at Sylvie Aubry, on December 8, 2019 at 9:45 a.m. PST. In June 2018, Aubry signed a Memorandum of Association, a legal statement signed by all directors agreeing to form the non-profit. When contacted by Politico, Aubry said at first that she was not aware of the existence of the non-profit. Later in the conversation, she said that she remembered that Lang discussed the project with her and basically set it up. In a subsequent phone conversation, Aubrey said at a certain moment. I remember being asked if I wanted to create the nonprofit, and I said yes. She said that she believes the nonprofit had the intention of making a movie on culture in the 1980s and 1990s or something like that, but declined to provide any material evidence of the film project. In public records, the organization lists an address in the 14th arrondissement of Paris, in a building mostly occupied by doctors' offices where Aubrey also lives. The nonprofit isn't currently listed among the building's mailboxes and buzzers. The group doesn't appear to have any online presence. The French Observatory of Cultural Policies, a national body closely involved in cultural life across the country, said it had never heard of the nonprofit. Along with Aubrey and the nonprofit's governance structure are Christophe de Gruel, listed as president, and Jacques Renard, listed as treasurer. De Gruel worked as Lang's chief of staff when the latter was education minister and spent 3 years advising Lang at the Arab World Institute. De Gruel now holds an elected position as president of the urban community of Blois, a city in the Loire Valley where Lang was mayor for 11 years. They were photographed together there at a cultural event in October 2018. De Gruel did not respond to multiple messages and emails seeking comments. Renard was Lang's chief of staff at the culture ministry. He declined to answer questions both in person and by phone. Lang Link. Although Lang's name does not appear on the non-profit's official documents, its name is reminiscent of his political activity during the 1980s and 1990s. Lang is widely credited for his role in making culture more accessible to a mass audience and for creating a popular street music festival, Fête de la Musique, held every year on the first day of the summer, when amateur musicians give free open-air performances throughout the country. In 2013, France's then-president François Hollande appointed him president of the Arab World Institute, a cultural center dedicated to the Arabic civilization in Paris. Lang also served as a special advisor to Ban Ki-moon when he was UN Secretary General. In August 2019, Lang told France Info that he knew Epstein. He said he met Epstein at a dinner in honor of Woody Allen in 2012 in Paris. Lang expressed support for the director, also a friend of Epstein, following sexual abuse accusations made by his adoptive daughter Dylan Farrow. In January 2018, on the day Dylan Farrow detailed alleged abuse by her father in her first televised interview, Lang tweeted hashtag Woody Allen forever. Allen has repeatedly denied the accusations. Lang said he only had lunch at Epstein's apartment on Avenue Foch near the Champs-Élysées on one occasion and called the financier a charming, courteous and agreeable person. It is true that he was often accompanied by pretty women, but who were evidently not minors, he told France Info. Lang said he was flabbergasted when he learned of all these stories about him. Lang also invited Epstein in March 2019 to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Louvre Pyramid, also attended by then-Culture Minister Frank Rijster. There is no indication whatsoever that Lang participated in Epstein's crimes. The former minister has not been the subject of any accusation by any of Epstein's victims. Epstein first pleaded guilty to a felony charge of solicitation of prostitution involving a minor in 2008, and was sentenced to 18 months in prison in Florida, of which he served 13. The financier was subsequently forced to register as a sex offender. He was arrested again in 2019 and charged with sexually abusing numerous underage girls over several years. In the years following his first jail sentence, Epstein touted his philanthropic endeavors in regular hagiographic press releases, painting himself as a patron of the arts and sciences in an effort to burnish his reputation. Epstein's Gratitude America Foundation was established in 2012 to provide support to other organizations around the world that seek to celebrate the United States of America and the American ideals, including liberty, equality, democracy, individualism, unity and diversity. The foundation's money reportedly came from a $10 million donation made through a limited liability company tied to private equity billionaire Leon Black. Gratitude America banked through Deutsche Bank AG, the Wall Street Journal reported, which was slapped in July 2020 with a $150 million fine for significant compliance failures in its dealings with Epstein. Two of Epstein's associates in charge of Gratitude America, attorneys Darren Indyke and Erica Keller-Halls, did not respond to several messages and calls seeking comment. Epstein's philanthropic activities have been the subject of intense scrutiny. The Epstein scandal prompted a philanthropic reckoning with accepting donations from tainted sources. Several scientists, nonprofits, and institutions, such as Harvard, came under fire for receiving millions from Epstein. According to Patricia Illingworth, professor of ethics at Northeastern University in the United States, it's hard to justify soliciting or receiving money from controversial donors like Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein violated the rights of young girls, and there was every reason to believe he would perform bad acts in the future, she said. Epstein was arrested on July 6, 2019, at Teterboro Airport in New Jersey upon arriving from France. In August 2019, following Epstein's suicide in his prison cell in New York, the Paris prosecutor's office opened a preliminary investigation into alleged sexual offenses linked to the financier's activities in France. Marianne Soletti contributed reporting.